Measure what matters. How Google, Bono, and the Gates Foundation rock the world with OKRs. Author, John Doerr. Meet OKRs. OKRs are defined as a management methodology that helps to ensure that the company focuses efforts on the same important issues throughout the organization. An objective is simply what is to be achieved, no more and no less. By definition, objectives are significant, concrete, action-oriented, and ideally inspirational. Key results benchmark and monitor how we get to the objective. Effective KRs are specific and time-bound, aggressive yet realistic. Most of all, they are measurable and verifiable. Like any management system, OKRs may be executed well or badly. The aim of this book is to help you use them well. Superpower number one, focus and commit to priorities. The perfect and the good. Don't allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good. Remember that an OKR can be modified or even scrapped at any point in its cycle. Sometimes the right key results surface weeks or months after a goal is put into play. A few goal-setting ground rules. Key results should be succinct, specific, and measurable. A mix of outputs is helpful. Finally, completion of all key results must result in attainment of the objective. If not, it's not an OKR. Less is more. In most cases, the ideal number of quarterly OKRs will range between 3 and 5. It may be tempting to usher more objectives inside the velvet rope, but it's generally a mistake. Too many objectives can blur our focus on what counts or distract us into chasing the next shiny thing. Selective goal setting is the first line of defense against getting overextended. Once contributors have consulted their managers and committed to their OKRs for the quarter, any add-on objectives or key results must fit into the established agenda. How does the new goal stack up against any existing ones? Should something be dropped to make room for the new commitment? In a high-functioning OKR system, top-down mandates to just do more are obsolete. Orders give way to questions, and to one question in particular, what matters most? Commit. Alongside focus, commitment is a core element of our first superpower. In implementing OKRs, leaders must publicly commit to their objectives and stay steadfast. For structured goal setting to prosper, executives need to commit to the process. Until your executives are fully on board, you can't expect contributors to follow suit, especially when a company's OKRs are aspirational. The more challenging an objective, the more tempting it may be to abandon it. People naturally look to their bosses in setting goals and following through. If the officers jump ship in the middle of a stormy voyage, you can't expect the sailors to bring it into port. Superpower number two, align and connect for teamwork. People can't connect with that they cannot see. Networks cannot blossom in solos. By definition, OKRs are open and visible to all parts of an organization, to each level of every department. As a result, companies that stick with them become more coherent. Adaptable organizations tend to be more openly connected ones. Each quarter, Intuit's IT group tackles about 2,500 active objectives. As they've built their goal-setting muscle with real-time, automated data and routine check-ins, users align roughly half of their OKRs with the goals of higher-ups of their department. Collectively, they view their managers' OKRs more than 4,000 times per quarter, or 7 views per employee, a strong maker of frontline engagement. Contributors see clear links between their own day-to-day work, their colleagues' priorities, their team's quarterly objectives, and the company's true north mission. Superpower number three, track for accountability. For an OKR to function effectively, the team deploying it, whether a group of top executives or an entire organization, must adopt it universally. No exceptions, no opt-outs. Yes, there will be late adopters, resistors, and garden variety procrastinators. To prod them to join the flock, the best practice is to designate one or more OKR shepherds. For years, The role in Google's product department was filled by Senior Vice President Jonathan Rosenberg. Here's one of Jonathan's classic communiques with the laggards name deleted to protect the guilty. As most of you know, I strongly believe that having a good set of quarterly OKRs is an important part of being successful at Google. That's why I regularly send you notes reminding you to get them done on time, and why I ask managers to review them to make sure all of our OKRs are good. I've tried notes that are nice and notes that are mean. Personal favorites include threatening you with Jonathan's pit of despair in October 2007 and celebrating near perfection in July 2008. Over time, I iterated this carrot-stick approach until we reached near 100% compliance. So then, I stopped sending notes, and look what happened. This quarter, several of you didn't get your OKRs done on time, and several others didn't grade quarter two OKRs. It turns out it's not the type of notes I send that matters, but the fact that I send anything at all. Names of the fallen are duly noted below, with a pass given to several AdMob employees who are new to the ways of Google, and to many of you who missed the deadline but still got them done in July. We have so many great opportunities before us. Search, ads, display, YouTube, Android, enterprise, etc. That if you can't come up with the OKRs that get you excited about coming to work every day, then something must be wrong. In fact, if that's really the case, come see me. In the meantime, please do your OKRs on time. Grade your previous quarter's OKRs, do a good job at it, and post them so that the OKR link from your intranet page works. This is not administrative busy work. It's an important way to set your priorities for the quarter and ensure that we are all working together. Superpower number 4. Stretch for the amazing. OKRs push us far beyond our comfort zones. They lead us to achievements on the border between abilities and dreams. They unearth fresh capacity, hatch more creative solutions, and revolutionize business models. Google stands for speed. The company has waged a constant battle against latency, the delay in a data transfer that degrades the user experience. In 2008, Larry and Sergey wrote a beautiful OKR that truly captured people's attention. "We should make the web as fast as flipping through a magazine." It inspired the whole company to think harder about how we could make things better and faster. For the Chrome project, we created a sub-OKR to turbocharge JavaScript. The goal was to make applications on the web work as smoothly as downloads on a desktop. We set the moonshot goal of 10x improvement and named the project V8, after the high-performance car engine. We were fortunate to find a Danish programmer named Lars Back, who'd built virtual machines for Sun Microsystems and held more than a dozen patents. Lars is one of the greatest artists of his field. He came to us and said, "I can do something that is much, much faster." Within 4 months, he had JavaScript running 10 times as fast as it ran on Firefox. Within 2 years, it was more than 20 times faster. Sometimes a stretch goal is not as widely inspirational as it may seem. As Lars told Stephen Levy in the Plex, "We sort of underestimated what we could do." Continuous performance management, OKRs, and CFRs. To reach goals almost beyond imagination, people must be managed at a higher level. We need a new HR model for the new world of work. The transformational system, the contemporary alternative to annual reviews, is continuous performance management. It is implemented with an instrument called CFRs, for conversations, an authentic, richly textured exchange between manager and contributor, aimed at driving performance. Feedback, bidirectional or network communication among peers to evaluate progress and guide future improvement. Recognition, expressions of appreciation to deserving individuals for contributions of all sizes. Culture change, Bono's One Campaign story. In 2004, Bono launched the One Campaign to catalyze a nonpartisan, grassroots activist coalition. From the time we first met, I was struck by Bono's factivism or fact-based activism. In one's hard-headed, political, results-oriented environment, OKRs were an easy sell. For the last 10 years, they have helped the organization's priorities, a tall order when your mission is to change the world. According to David Lane, the organization's former CEO, we needed a process of discipline to keep us from trying to do everything. As one has grown, it has leaned on OKRs to achieve fundamental culture change. It is pivoting from working on Africa to working in and with Africa. As David told me, there's been dramatic philosophical change in how people think about helping the developing world itself to empower these countries to grow on their own. OKRs play a key role in how we did that. Conclusion. OKRs have such enormous potential because they are so adaptable. There is no dogma, no one right way to use them. Different organizations have fluctuating needs to various phases of their life cycle. For some, the simple act of making goals open and transparent is a big leap forward. For others, a quarterly planning cadence will change the game. It's up to you to find your points of emphasis and to make the tool your own.